Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 355 for Tuesday, April 19th. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were about $4.50 to $5.80 per ton stronger in early activity on Tuesday. The May contract was up $4.90 at $484, propped up by strength in outside markets and trader positioning ahead of Statistics Canada data. The Chicago Board of Trade's soy oil was stronger in early activity, and Malaysian palm oil closed stronger overnight, which provided spillover support to canola. Investors were squaring positions ahead of a seeding intentions report from Statistics Canada due out Thursday, April 21st. Trade estimates of canola's seeded area range from 19.7 to 21.3 million acres, compared with 20.1 million last year. However, strength in the Canadian dollar against its U.S. counterpart limited gains Tuesday morning by making canola less appealing to international buyers. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all stronger. Soybeans were about 13 to 17 cents per bushel stronger on Tuesday, with the May contract at $9.71 per bushel. Heavy rainfall in Argentina is expected to damage the country's crops, with some production losses pegged at 5%. A rebound in crude oil prices supported the market in early activity, as it makes processing soybeans into biodiesel more appealing. Dry weather is putting crops in Brazil at risk, which added to soy's advances, as did losses in the U.S. dollar. Strong demand for soybeans was also a feature. However, global supplies remain heavy, which capped gains on Tuesday. Corn prices were 2 to 3 cents per bushel stronger in early activity, with the May contract at $3.83 following gains in the nearby soybean market. Advances in crude oil also helped corn prices as the crop is used in ethanol production. Rain in Argentina isn't expected to damage corn crops to the same extent as soybeans, but it has put harvest activity on hold, which is supportive. Brazil may consider importing corn from the U.S. if the country's 10% import tariff is temporarily lifted, which acted as another bullish feature in early activity. For wheat, prices were about 2 to 5 cents per bushel stronger, with the Chicago May contract at $4.70. Wheat was able to extend its gains into Tuesday as weather conditions in the U.S. southern plains caused the market to rally. The European Union's wheat production could be down 3.4% from last year's levels, which is supportive. However, the U.S. winter wheat crop is in better condition than previously reported, which capped gains. 57% of the country's winter wheat crop is expected to be in good to excellent condition, which is 1% higher than last week. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, April 19th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.